problems for Radio Caroline, BBC tests to continue, independent radio news, and parliamentary mix-up.
DJ!
As listeners to Radio Caroline will have noted, there has been a changeover in the DJ lineup with effect from last week. Simon Barrett is back aboard the Mi Amigo, along with new presenters Phil Mitchell and Kevin Carter. Alan Simons and Johnny Jason are now on their way back to the United Kingdom after 7 weeks aboard the boat. This is a considerable improvement in the previous 13-week stint. However, things are not well in the Caroline organisation. The previous tender, which departed from Harwich on the 25th of April, was investigated by the authorities, and both Simon Barrett and Don Stevens were subsequently questioned about their connections with the organisation. The possibility of summonses against Johnny Jason for contravention of the Marine Offences Act will now become a reality, as the Home Office have been waiting for him to return to the country in order to bring proceedings. These will be the first under the Marine Offences Act of 1967, in connection with illicit broadcasting and supplying of an offshore broadcasting vessel. Two other former Caroline broadcasters will also be issued with summonses for alleged offences in November of last year, and were informed that there will be many more summonses to come in the near future when more papers are received back from the Directorate of Public Prosecutions. The other problem with Caroline concerns the IBA and the new Ipswich station Radio Orwell. The IBA have been allocated 257 metres, that's 1169 kHz, for this new independent local radio station, which is intended will commence transmissions at the end of October. The signal strength in Ipswich is going to be very low, owing to the proposed 200 watts which the IBA transmitter will be giving. The signal strength of the Mi Amigo will be very high in the Ipswich area, and almost certain to cause severe interference. IBA engineers were in Ipswich late last month making field strength measurements, and the results of these tests have been given to Home Office engineers, asking them to do something about the situation. From our own engineering measurements, Radio Kaleidoscope notes severe overmodulation on occasions of the transmissions from the vessel, particularly during the Mi Amigo programs. It's unlikely that the Home Office will authorize any change in the frequency allocated to Radio Orwell. In fact, they'll probably be adamant about the matter, as they were when Radio Veronica's frequency was allocated to Capital Radio. We do understand, however, that there will be a determined effort to get Caroline off the air before the end of October by legal proceedings against First DJs and ultimately against Ronan O'Reilly himself. Recent rumours from the Netherlands would indicate that the Mi Amigo is up for sale, but we cannot obtain confirmation of this from the owners. What we do know is that Radio Mi Amigo is only just breaking even, despite recent increases in the number of genuine commercials. This problem is owing to the high cost of running the administrative side of the station from Spain. An attempt to conserve diesel fuel has been made by the permanent closedown of Caroline between 0200 and 0600, 7 days a week. This means that the diesel tenders from Spain have to service the boat every 4 instead of every 3 weeks. The very latest information we do have regarding Caroline is that the Home Office are determined to have it off the air by September, by one means or another.